Turn your Bibles to the book of Matthew chapter 7.
Matthew chapter 7. In just a moment, we'll begin reading in verse 22. Matthew chapter 7. And we'll begin reading in verse number 22. I've entitled my message, Be Wise and Build Your House on the Rock. Be wise and build your house on the rock. In the scripture, we read and we learn a very important lesson here in how we are to live our lives, what we are to build our lives upon. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 22, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house. And it fell, and great was the fall of it. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, again, Lord, we thank you for your words. We thank you for the wisdom we get through the scriptures. And I pray at this time, you'd work in each and every one of our lives. And Lord, help us to understand the importance of not only hearing, but doing what you tell us to do. Help us to be wise. Help us to make the right decisions in our lives. Help us to listen. And I pray at this time, if there's someone in our midst, Lord, they've heard the words of Jesus. They know that they need to be born again. They know that they're a sinner. And Lord, they've never trusted in you for the forgiveness of their sins. I pray that this would be the night they trust in you. Lord, I pray for the Christian. Lord, they know what they ought to be doing. They know what you have told them. But yet, Lord, they're not following you. They're not obeying your words. I pray you speak to their hearts and help each and every one of us to be that person who is wise. Again, Lord, I pray in each and every aspect of this service you be glorified and give me the wisdom to preach thus saith the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. There is going to come a time when people will stand before the Lord and boast of many works that they have done in Jesus' name. And Jesus says, not everyone who says unto me, Lord, Lord, is going to enter into the kingdom of God. There's going to be many people saying, have we not done this in your name? Haven't we done all these great works? Don't you see what we've done for you? And Jesus is going to say to them, depart from me, I never knew you. What was the distinguishing factor that made a difference in their lives? Why did they end up in this place in the first place? Why did they end up in this position? The truth is, they didn't build their life upon the words of God. They didn't obey the scriptures. They didn't listen to what Jesus had to say. Many people become religious in their ways and practices and what they do. They base upon feelings, emotions, what they want, what benefits them. But in each and every one of our lives need to be built upon the teachings and preachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. It needs to follow the scriptures. The sadness of the truth here is there will be many people who are working in the flesh who will end up in hell. There'll be many people, they had sincere desire to do what was right. They thought they were doing what was right. But it wasn't upon wisdom. It wasn't built upon the word of God. They will attribute their labor to their relationship with Christ, and he will respond saying, I never knew you. I did this for you, Jesus. And Jesus says, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. The reason for this is because they did not follow the teachings of Jesus. They did not follow the teachings of the scriptures. These people who end up in this place are the people, they hear about the fact that they're a sinner. They hear about the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. They hear what Christ did for them at Calvary. Yet in simple faith, they do not ask Jesus to be their Savior. That's all it takes to enter into heaven's gates. It's believing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Obviously, these people, they had a desire to do what was right, but yet they never had a relationship with God. They never knew him. As we look at this teaching of Jesus, there's a lesson for the lost and saved alike. We want to build our house on a rock. We want to be wise. We want to do what God wants us to do. We find our purpose when we hear and do the Word of God. We find our ability to do what is right, not only when we hear what God's Word says, but we do what God's Word says. That will determine whether or not you will be wise. However, there will be those, and there are those, and there has been times, if we're honest, in our own lives, where we started to build our house upon the sand. Instead of following the teachings of the Word of God, instead of doing what God told us to do, we decided that we were going to do our own thing. And God gives us a lesson here. Don't do this. Listen to me. Be wise. One can be either wise or unwise when it comes to the Word of Jesus. If you're taking notes this evening, first of all, I want you to understand how to be the wise man. How to be the wise man. Letter A under that, a wise man hears the words of God. A wise man hears the words of God. Wisdom that we need is not the wisdom of this world, which this world teaches. We don't need the people of this world telling us what to do. What we need is God telling us what to do. We need to settle that in our hearts, who it is we're going to follow. Many people will profess their own ways, and there's a way which seems right unto man, but then the end thereof are the ways of death. There are many people in this world, they have their own vision and their own ideas of how things ought to be run and how things ought to be done and what we ought to be doing right now as Christians, but what does God say? What does His Word teach us? Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. This rock is the Word of God. It begins at hearing the words of God. Luke chapter 16, turn there if you would. Luke chapter 16, and we'll begin reading in verse 27. Luke 16 and verse 27. Luke 16 and verse 27. The Bible says, then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldst sendest him to my father's host. For I have five brethren, that they may testify unto them, lest they come into this place of torment. And Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. You think about the words of God, and even before, the Bible says, therefore, it's speaking of what had occurred before. Jesus is giving us as to what has happened. Many will say in that day, Lord, Lord. And he's going to say, depart from me, I never knew you. And what God is teaching us is this very important lesson. The beginning in everyone's life begins with hearing the words of God. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And this passage of scripture I just read about, it's dealing with the rich man and Lazarus. We're dealing with the person who was in a certain place. He's in hell. He's looking up. And he thinks that everything will change. Everything will be different if someone were to rise up from the dead and go and tell his family and friends and warn them of the place where he's at. And God says, they have Moses and the prophets. They have the words of God. They have all that they need. If they will not listen to the word of God, it will make no difference though someone rose from the dead. The beginning of wisdom begins with listening to what God has to say to us. The hearing of the word of God does not return void. It confronts people where they're at. It does that work which needs to be done in the heart. For the lost, for the person, if you're here and if you're watching online right now and you don't know Jesus, God wants you to know this. You need to be saved. You need to place your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins. There is no other way of escape. When the storm of death comes, there is no other way of escape. The faith that people need to be saved comes from hearing the Word of God. that people need to live their lives as Christians also comes from the Word of God. The ability to do what needs to be done begins with hearing the words of our Savior. If one wants to be wise, he will take the time and sit at the feet of Jesus and listen to his words. For many of us, it is the hustle and bustle of life that can seek to take away from what God wants to do in our lives. We wake up, we go to work, we run off to get groceries, we do that, we do this, we go to meet so-and-so, we go to talk to so-and-so, and before I know it, it's time to go to bed, and the cycle goes on and on. We become busy with much labor, much work. We don't take the time to sit and hear the words of God. We don't take the time to sit at the feet of Jesus. The Bible says the following in Luke chapter 10, verse 38. Turn there if you would. The book of Luke chapter 10 and verse 38. Luke chapter 10. And we'll begin reading in verse 38. The Bible says, "Now it came to pass, as they went, they entered into a certain village. And a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. She had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, 'Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me alone? Bitter therefore that she helped me.' And Jesus answered and said unto her, 'Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her.'" There is one thing needful for you in your daily busyness of life. It's not work, work, work. It's not do this or do that. To sit and listen to what Jesus has to say to you through his word. Take the time to sit at Jesus' feet. Serving, there's nothing wrong with serving. The Bible says, "He that is greatest among you is servant of all." Jesus isn't telling you, you don't serve people, you just sit at my feet all day and you listen to the words of God all day. No. Then if you were just sitting around hearing all the time, then you wouldn't be able to do. It's about hearing and doing the word of God. But God wants you to understand what you need in order to be a wise person. What you need in order to prepare for the storm of life is to hear his words. Take the time to sit at the feet of Jesus. The thing that won't be taken away from you, the thing that's most valuable to you, dear Christian, is to hear what Jesus has to say. Hear what he wants for you. When life is busy, remember the words of our Lord. One thing is needful. Martha was busy serving, and God says, one thing is needful. She probably thought Jesus was going to say, "Mary, stop being lazy. Get up and help your sister." But Jesus didn't say that. He said, you need to focus on listening. You need to hear what I have to say. This is important. This will help you. This will be what you need for the day. This is what you need, dear Christian, in order to make it through the day in your service, is to hear what Jesus has to say. I focus in this passage of Scripture both on the saved and the lost, because the Word of God, it is for everyone. For the lost, it's to bring them to the place where they'll believe in the name of Jesus and they'll trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. For the saved, it is there to help you and to guide you to live your life day by day, to be the Christian you ought to be. The foundation is the Word of God. The Lord's warning here for us is to hear the Word of God so that we have the faith to follow God. And we need to understand what follows the hearing of the Word of God. Obedience follows faith. Obedience follows faith. I say that the Bible says faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. But you can't just hear and not do. Because if you heard and you didn't do anything, you wouldn't be wise. A wise man, letter B, a wise man obeys the words of God. A wise man obeys the words of God. Turn your Bibles to the book of John chapter 6. John chapter 6, and we'll begin reading verse 26. John chapter 6, and we'll begin reading in verse 26. Jesus answered them and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed." They said unto him, "What shall we do that we might work the works of God?" Jesus answered and said unto them, "This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent." For the lost, if you're here this evening, what is the work you need to do? What is it that you need to do? You need to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. It takes more than hearing. It takes believing on him whom the Father has sent. It takes action. It takes acting in faith. And call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior. When you understand that you're a sinner and what he has done for you, it takes that step of obedience, belief, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. This people who spoke unto the Lord, who the Lord never knew, they were laboring for that which perisheth. They were doing things, but it was for self-gain. They were doing things, but it was not for the Lord. They thought they were, but it was not. They were doing what they did because of how it satisfied their flesh, how it satisfied them. And Jesus is warning that it takes faith in him in order to make a difference. There are going to be many people, they did so many works, so many things, and they thought they were doing good, but yet they didn't know God. And Jesus wants them to understand, it's not what you do, but who you know that makes a difference. And obedience is this, believing in him, trusting in him. Don't trust in works, don't trust in those things, be wise and trust in him. For the Christian, obedience is key as well. Obedience is key as well to live the Christian life. Turn your Bibles to the book of James. James chapter 1. James chapter 1, we'll begin reading in verse number 16. James chapter 1, and we'll begin reading in verse 16. The Bible says, "Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath." In this passage of Scripture, it says, And in verse 18, "Of his own will, he begat us with the word of truth." It began with hearing his words, and it continues with hearing his words. Salvation occurred when you heard the words of God, and God got a hold of your heart, and he changed you, and you trusted him for salvation. But it continues on. He says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and he goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world." James, he tells us, you want to be wise? You don't want to be deceiving yourself. Be someone who obeys the word of God. Don't deceive yourself. Blessings are for those who hear the word of God and keep it. Those who do what God tells them to do. Which brings me to my next point, the result of hearing and obeying God's word. How to be a wise man? Well, the result of how to be a wise man, you hear the word of God, you obey the word of God, and the result of this, the result of hearing and obeying God's word is the following. Matthew 7:25. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Many Christians I don't see in church anymore. Many people throughout my life, they were faithful. Then a storm came. Many people, they go through life and they think that they're going to do all these great things for God. You hear them boast and they're on fire for the Lord. And they disappear. What happened? Their faith wasn't upon the rock. Their faith wasn't in the Word of God. Maybe they got caught up in feelings. It's easy to do that as Christians. Basing our things on how we feel. But God says you need to base it on the rock. You need to base it on Jesus' teachings. You need to have your faith sure and made sure and based upon what Jesus says in His Word. So when the storm comes, you'll be able to stand. Luke chapter 11, verse 27, 28, it says, and it came to pass as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, Blessed is the womb that bare thee and the paps which thou hast sucked. But he said, Yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. You know what a great blessing is? To be able to stand when storms come. You know what it is to be a blessing? It means to be trusting in God and obeying His word and seeing what He's doing in our lives. That's a blessing. And God says, Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. You want a sure foundation? You want to be remaining when the storm comes in your life, when everything around you begins to shake your faith and you just don't know what to do and where to go? You need to know what God says in His Word. And not just what He says, you need to be involved in it and doing it so that you know how true it is, so it's real in your heart and in your life. So you know and you've tested and you know for sure, there's no doubt about it, the Word of God is true. Anyone who hears the Word of God and they don't put it into practice, this is what will happen. You won't know the Word of God to be true in your life. You won't see the result of God doing those great things He says He'll do. You won't see the blessings that come from obedience so that when the storm comes, you just get up and go. You give up. God says you need to base your faith upon the solid Word and you need to not only hear, but you need to obey. Your ability to stand and not suffer for the consequences of disobedience is going to be whether or not you put your faith where it belongs, and that is in His words. When one obeys the words of God, they will see the working of God in their lives. Whether we stand or fall, it's going to be according to His power. And the power that He gives is found in His Word. The Bible says the following in 2 Peter chapter 1. Turn there if you would. 2 Peter chapter 1. We'll begin reading in verse number 3. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 3. According to His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. God's word says, if you hear these things, you obey his word. 2 Peter 1:10, it says, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. If ye do these things, ye shall never fall. If you build your life on his word and you listen to his word and you obey his word, the Bible says you'll never fall. You'll be always sure where you stand. And when it comes to going through death's doors, when you go to stand before the Lord, the Bible says an entrance will be entered abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And what God is saying, you'll go in with confidence. You'll be going in praising the Lord, saying, I've run my race. I've finished my course. I did what God told me to do. All this hinges on whether or not you'll be that wise man who obeys, who first hears, then obeys, and the result is these blessings. Not only is there how to be the wise man, but there's also how to be the foolish man. Jesus did not end with saying how to be a wise man. He said also that you can be a foolish man. In verse 26, Matthew 7, 26, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. If you're taking notes under how to be the foolish man, letter A, don't obey the words of God. Don't obey the words of God. The distinguishing factor between the wise and unwise is what they do with the words of God. It's obvious they both heard. He said, everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not. You're not wise just because you hear, you need to do. Just because you know what the Bible says and you hear what the Bible says and you don't do anything about it, it doesn't mean you're a wise man because you know a lot. A wise man does what he ought to do with the word of God. The foolish man hears the word of God. They have Moses and the prophets. These people in Matthew 7, 22 through 23 who said, Jesus said, depart from me, I never knew you. You know what their problem was? They heard the word of God, but they didn't do anything with it. They didn't obey. There's going to be many people that the reason why, probably all people, the reason why they enter into hell is not because they didn't have opportunity, it's because they didn't do anything with the opportunity. They rejected Christ. They chose another way. They didn't choose to obey the words of God, they chose to do what they wanted to do. They chose a wrong path. The foolish man responds by not taking heed to the words of God. For the loss, there could be many reasons. But the Bible says this in Revelation chapter 21, 6 and following, and he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God. He shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Many people will end up in the lake of fire, not because they were not offered the water of life freely, it's offered to all. Though many people end up in hell, not because they didn't have opportunity, it's given to all. they made a choice. They made a choice. They either had an unbelieving heart, or they chose their sin instead of the Savior, or they were afraid. And they make their decisions not upon what God has to say, but what others had to say, what they felt was right. They were unwise. This is what the Bible says in regards to the lost being unwise. But what about for the Christian? The Christian can also be unwise. We're dealing with hearing the Word of God. What makes one wise when it comes to the Word of God is, what do we do with the Word of God? Do we obey it? As Christians, we need to always put the words of God before everything and anything else. This is true for the Christian life. We need to put God first. Saving faith comes from obeying the Word of God. And living faith, or the faith as Christians that we have, comes from obeying the Word of God. Anything else in this life that is guiding you is sand. Anything else in this life that is distracting you is sand. You need to build your life on the Word of God, or you will be this foolish person. And the result of being the foolish man, this is my last point and I'll be done. Matthew 7:27. And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon the house and it fell, and great was the fall of it. The result of the sinner not obeying the Word of God, eternity in hell. The storm came, the storm of death, their house fell. They weren't ready. For the Christian, when the storm comes, they will also fall if they're not building their life upon the Word of God and its truths. In order for us to stand, we need to rely upon the Lord and His Word. We need to trust the teachings of Jesus. If you want to read more about this, you could go to the book of Ephesians. I won't read it now for sake of time. Ephesians chapter 6, 10 and following through 18. But I want us to go to the book of Galatians. The ability to stand and not fall comes from doing and not disobeying. Go to the book of Galatians, Galatians chapter 6. And we'll begin reading in verse 6, Galatians chapter 6 and verse 6. Bible says in Galatians 6, verse 6, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. The person, the foolish man who doesn't build upon his house upon the rock, the result of not obeying is corruption. The Bible says, whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. God doesn't let Christians do whatever they want and have no consequences. He doesn't say, you're saved now, you escaped all these punishments in life. There's no more consequences for you. No, God gives you warnings. He gives you direction. He gives you lessons so that your host doesn't come crashing down around you, so that you don't fall, so that you're able to stand. We reap, we're blessed, only if we continue on obeying Him and building our life upon His Word. These are the results of not obeying, however, is like anyone else, your house is going to come crashing down around you. You won't be able to stand in the storm of life. When things go wrong, you'll give up. You'll lose focus. There are many results. There are many ways. But there is only one way that matters, and that is, what will you do with the words of Jesus? Will you be foolish or not foolish? The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 22, as a warning here for us as Christians as well, how long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I'll pour out my spirit unto you. I'll make known my words unto you. Because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, would none of my reproof. I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you. Then shall ye call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. I want us to understand as Christians, I don't want you to misunderstand this. God is not saying for you who have chosen not to obey his word that you're going to end up in a place where you're going to lose your salvation. That is settled. But there are many Christians who end up in this position in life. God warned them. Don't do this. You say, how did they warn them? The parents went and told their children, you know what? This is what you need to be doing. I want you to do this. And they said, I'm not going to listen to you. And the parents showed them from the words of God what they need to do or else this is going to happen in their life. And they said, nah, I'll do what I want to do. And there's others, a good friend came up to them and saying, I'm concerned about you. I noticed that you've not been faithful lately in the things of God. I want to encourage you to get back in the right place and follow God again. Be faithful like you once were. And they say, I'm all right. You don't need to worry about me. I'm okay. And they didn't listen. And the one they didn't listen to was the Word of God. They didn't take His counsel. And then when they're in the midst of that trial, everyone warned them about. And when things come crashing down around them, they just thought they were above that position, that things like this would never happen to them. Then they cry out to the Lord. And then they start seeking for a way of escape, but it's already too late. I want you to understand this. This can be a great teaching moment for you to get back up and no longer live a foolish Christian life. This can be a moment where you can make a choice. You can start building your house upon the rock again. Or, for the Christian, you're just going to continue on down that path and building your house on the sand. You won't learn your lesson. But in each and every situation, you have a choice as to what you'll do with the Word of God. What have you done with the Word of the Lord? What have you done with the Lord of the Lord, Word of the Lord? If you have never trusted in Him for the forgiveness of your sins, you know what the Word of God says about God and His salvation, and you know what you need to do, but yet you've never made that choice, then make that choice tonight. Be wise. Don't be unwise. Don't say tomorrow. Don't boast yourself of another day. Make the right choice. Choose wisdom over your own way. But not just any wisdom, choose the wisdom of the Lord. Choose the wisdom of the Word of God. As Christians, we have choices to make. And our choices need to be following the Lord and His Word and then learning from Him and being wise. Turn your Bibles to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and I'll read verses 1 and following. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And we'll begin reading at verse 1. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1, Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant, how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat. And did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters as were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication as some of them committed and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happen unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition. These are the words of God. Hear them, listen to them, obey them, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. There hath no temptation taken you but such as common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but well with a temptation also may make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to wise men. Judge ye what I say. Let us be wise and learn from the things which are written. Let us hear the words of Jesus and let us obey them. Build your house on the rock. Build your life on the words of Jesus so that your house doesn't come crashing down. Obey what God has to say. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, again, Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for all that you give to us. Lord, we thank you most of all for the words of life. Lord, I pray you'd help each and every one of us to learn to obey these things. Help us to not only be hearers, Lord, but help us to be obedient. I pray that you'd work in each and every one of our lives. Lord, we're all guilty of this from time to time where we choose our own way and we do our own thing and we learn from that. But I pray that you'd help each and every one of us going forward in everything that we do, Lord, learn to listen to you and obey your words from day to day, each and every hour. Lord, I also pray again if there's someone who's watching or someone in our midst, Lord, they think that they're serving the Lord. They have good intentions, but they've never trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sins. They never in simple humility asked you to be their Savior. I pray that this would be the day that they get saved. Again, Lord, we just pray in each and every aspect you be glorified and do that work which only you can do in each and every one of our lives. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor?